The question was asked, are the crowns on the Torah holy? So the crowns on the Torah are called tagim. Tagim, a tag is a crown. But really, in the Rambam, we see that tagim is not only the crowns of the Torah, it's all the different signs they would make. In ancient tradition, so they would have many different unique things in the Torah. Just like in Shema Yisrael, we know the Ayin is big and the Dalit is big. The Ayin in Shema and in Echad. So they had a tradition that many letters were written differently. We know that the Aleph in Vayikra is small. But in fact, if you read the Rambam, you see that many letters were supposed to be written different. There are many places in the Torah that they would write the letter Fei, and they would write a double Fei, a Fei within a Fei, circle within a circle. So there were all kinds of letters that were written in unusual ways, and this was a tradition. For some reason, over time, most of Israel stopped doing that tradition. But if you'll see ancient Torah scrolls, you'll see that throughout the Torah, there are places where they wrote certain letters differently. And slowly, Am Yisrael stopped doing that custom. It's not clear to me why. It's not clear to me when. It's not clear to me how. Because if you look in the Rambam, you see they did do it. So it could be that those who did not have that tradition slowly became the majority. I'm not sure how that happened. But at any rate, we see that when the Rambam discusses tagim, he doesn't only mean the crowns. And even the Rambam, we all rule that in halacha, that those things are not me'akev, meaning the thing is holy without it and it's kosher without it. The chatchila, we put it on, but it's not something that will make the Torah disqualified if you don't have it. So yes, you should have the crowns on the different letters, right? The letters are shat nizgetz, shir nayin tet nun zayin gimel tzadi. Those get a full crown. And bedek chaya, beis, dalet, kuf, chet, yud, hey. Those get one little line on them. Those are the letters that we traditionally put lines on. But it's not me'akev. You see that it's kosher without it.